Good morning. This is Radio Theater for Northland Morning. I am here with Mary Vaughn talking about an upcoming play at St. Scholastica. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Do you want to talk a little about the play that you guys have or that just opened this past weekend and will be the next weekend too?
Sure. We just opened on Friday with The Diary of Anne Frank. And it's a show about Anne Frank, who wrote a diary during World War II while she was in hiding. She was in Holland and was hiding from the Nazis.
Are you guys going about the play in a different way, being this is kind of a popular play, or are you sticking to a more traditional kind of play?
Well, we are. It's the traditional original script, because there is an updated version of the script that we are not doing, but we're doing the original, which was published in 1958, I think. But the thing that we're doing, I guess, that's different is the set itself, the set design. We're doing it environmentally. And so when the audience walks into the theater, they are walking into the attic space, and the seats are literally in the attic. So, for example, when Mrs. Frank is sitting in the kitchen chopping up potatoes, there's an audience member whose chair is right next to the cutting board.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, so you're in the attic with them. Somebody sits right by the head of Anne's bed, which is really great when she has a nightmare. It's always fun to watch that part of the audience because she screams and the audience freaks out.
How are you guys going to try to communicate the Holocaust to children who probably don't have any family member or know anybody that's, you know, lived through that?
Right. Well, first of all, I had to start with my actors who don't necessarily have that connection. And so we did just some basic educational stuff. We talked about the Holocaust a little bit. I also brought in one of our Jewish faculty members came in and talked to the cast about Hanukkah, because there is a Hanukkah scene in the play. And so she, Elise Carter-Vosen is her name, and she came in and walked through the steps of how Hanukkah celebration happens and where people should stand and how you hold the prayer book and how do you light the candles in Hanukkah. And so that was really great for my actors to have that understanding. And then a handful of my actors also went down and went to a service at Temple Israel, and they just loved that experience. They felt like it really helped them connect to who their characters were, and Elise was great to set that up for them, too. In addition to that, as far as educating maybe people who don't know about the history of the Holocaust or what actually happened to Anne Frank and her family, we have just a few little bulletin board type things set up and kind of a mini little Anne Frank exhibit about the, you know, what happened, what's the history, what was happening in 1944 in Holland at this time. So it's just kind of a little mini educational thing that's set up to help the audience get some perspective about what's happening and what's going on. And then during the show, our pre-show and intermission music, quote-unquote, is newsreels from the BBC that's feeding information to the audience about what's happening so that the audience can kind of get into that mood of you're sitting in the attic listening to the radio to see what's happening in the world.
Wow. Did any of your actors, do you know, go outside of the theater and do additional research, try to get themselves really into their character?
They all have had limited studying of the actual diary, which the story is, of course, the play is a dramatization, so it doesn't exactly follow the diary to the letter. So there's a great series on the BBC that's a dramatization of the diary, and they had a viewing party together. They watched it together. And then my Anne has really, really engrossed herself into everything Anne Frank. She's done a lot of research. She has read the entire diary and done as much research on her own as she can. And we've had a lot of conversations about, well, what does this mean for my character and who is Anne? And what is, you know, she already has to deal with the fact that she's in her 20s and she's playing a girl who goes from 13 to 15 on stage in front of our eyes. So there's that aspect. And then the whole, I'm a Jewish girl in the 40s who's in hiding during the Holocaust, and the Nazis are trying to get me, and what does all of that mean to me when I'm a Midwestern girl? How do I relate to all of that? And so we've had a lot of conversations about that. She's done a lot of great research.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you. And this is Radio Theater on KUMD, and it's supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.